Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, my Blog Talk listeners out there. I hope you guys have had a great week. And I'm hoping you're going to have a great weekend. I know up north you guys are catching it with that bad weather. You feel snowed in. I hope it's warm and toasty. Tonight, excuse me, I would like to tell you guys I have some disappointing news. I was supposed to interview Ms. Marketa Breslin, the business owner that does the lace wig. And I was so excited, and so was she, but she had a family emergency, so I had to postpone until next Thursday. So this leaves me a good free 56 minutes to talk about something else because I couldn't. I was just so really bent on getting her here that I didn't have a backup plan. So don't ever do too many things without a backup plan, you guys. Okay, what I was going to do, first of all, I want to say I'm trying to think of what I really want to do for the month of February. I think what I would like to do is work on having all black or African American, excuse me, who own their own businesses to do my show. So I've got Ms. Breslin that she's volunteered to come back next week, so that will be great for my first week in February. I have Mr. Kevin Bird, who has his own business. I'm going to try to get him lined up. I definitely need to get a hold to Mr. Andrew Pate, who is a playwright, and he owns his own company. I want to get him in next month, too. So I've almost completed my lineup for next month. I'm going to talk to a couple more people. And you know what, you guys, networking is great because you guys have so many great ideas out there that I just get excited when I'm on this doggone computer and I'm learning so much what other people are doing because it's fascinating. I really encourage some of the websites that I really would like for some of the African-American women to go to. There's a website called Black Business Women Online. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that. I have met so many nice people on that website. It's a social website, and it's not necessarily all for women. Men can join also. I've met so many fascinating people and so many people who have some fascinating businesses. So it really, really gets you excited. If you're anything like me, you get excited to see that people are doing all these different things. So when I get excited about that, I would love for them to come on my show. I'd love for them to come on my show and, never mind. I'm sorry. and talk about what they do. So when you get an opportunity, go to Black Online, okay? Also, I've met a lot of authors off of that website. So it's just like a lot of things that we could do to help each other, encourage, and make people feel better about what they're doing. Give them, you know, I've always loved to do that. If you have a product out there, let me say this, and I'm not no big-time radio show host, okay, and I don't have all the accolades all these other radio show hosts have, but I think what I bring to the picture for my radio show is just down-to-earth people who have a lot of different talents and gifts that would like to share them with everyone else, and that's how I feel about myself. And I can say this about myself because it is my show. The things that I know how to do, and I'm very proud of what I know how to do, and they're all gifts from my family or from my mother, that I have a vision if I could take all my gifts and actually put them into action, I would be one worn-out person, but I can't do it. I love what I do. I love talking to people. I love giving advice, even though sometimes I don't take my own advice. I love counseling. I love consulting. I love doing all that stuff because it's something I'm giving to someone else. I was writing on my Facebook page, and I had something I had to get off my chest because I got a little teed off about something that was said to me or told to me by somebody else. And at first I was teed off, but then I turned it around to something positive. I said what I had to say, but I turned it around to something positive. I feel like this. If you have a talent, I really, really wish, instead of you sitting around whining and crying and being a burden to others, and I'm not talking about physically being a burden, but I'm talking about mentally being a burden to others, take your talent and move with it. Do something. I'm telling you guys right now in the industry and the way the world is going, the way the United States is going, small businesses are going to take over because everybody is tired of being laid off. Everybody is tired of being told, here's your pink slip. People are being more interested in starting their own businesses. It's hard. But if you do it, you're going to be so much more happier that you can get up when you want to. You can do what you want to. You don't have to listen to nobody. You ain't got to go by. You don't have to go by other people's guidelines and what they expect of you. As far as your customer goes, that's the only person you have to please is your customer. Making sure the product or service that you're selling or you're getting out to them, that you're getting out to them in the right, timely manner, and it's something that they want. Other than that, you really don't have a big problem. So I say to all of you out there, I mean, I'm not knocking, please don't get me wrong, I'm not knocking the idea that everybody's out there because somebody's got to do the work. But it just feels so much better when you're working for yourself. I'm sorry. To me, it feels so much better when you're working for yourself because there's no rules. You set the rules. You set the standards. You set the guidelines. And it's up to you to make these things happen. So if you're unemployed, use that unemployment for something positive. Yeah, you can look for another job in the meantime. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you have an idea that you think that you can put it on paper and make it happen, make it happen. Don't wait for somebody else to do it with you. Do it yourself. You know, sometimes, you know, well, I can't do this by myself. I got to have this person. And I guess, to me, I'm a loner. I don't need a group of people to make something happen for me. If it's something I want to do, I'm going to do it. I mean, that's just me. I mean, it's harder on me because I'm not sharing the burden or I'm not sharing the task or whatever it is that I'm doing. I'm not sharing with nobody but myself. And you can't share with yourself. So that's the only thing hard about doing your own business. There's nothing wrong with getting a group together and making things happen. That's fine and dandy. But to me, I'd rather let it be my project, let it be my mistake, let it be the money I lost from my account, not nobody else's account, and I don't have to deal with all the headaches of other people involved in something I'm doing, especially when it's my dream. Unless I invite you in to join me, then, you know, then I'll have to suffer the consequences if things don't work out. But in the meantime, let this be my mistake. And I'm the type of person I like to challenge myself. I have to deal with a lot of people in my life. And most of the time, the projects that I take on, I try to make sure that they're not too complicated. Because if they're too complicated for me, then, you know, I'm going to step away from it because I'm trying to make this whole business thing, if I was to ever really get it where I wanted to go, I would take care of everything. Every project I've ever taken on or every task I've taken on, I try to do it alone. And it's not because I'm being selfish. It's just that I can't afford other people's mistakes and other people's headaches. I mean, dealing with a lot of other people's stuff and their shortcomings or whatever they're going through. I have to do it on my own. That's just me. So if I'm looking stupid and doing something, then, you know, I don't feel so bad, you know. So every little venture that I've ever attempted, and I'm telling you guys, I don't consider myself no different than anybody else, but I have tried so many different little ventures. The very first venture I ever did was I was stationed at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. And I would get up early Saturday morning, and they had a flea market down the street from the post. And I'd go to Roman sales, go to flea market, other flea markets and stuff, and I would gather a whole bunch of stuff. And every Saturday I would pack up my car and I would put it in there and I would drive off post and down the road. And for $2 a table, I would set up a table and I would sell my stuff. Okay. I was in the military. I mean, I had a paycheck coming in, but the challenge of selling stuff has always been in my blood. So what I did was I sold those things. Okay. That was the first little venture I had. I was still at Fort Campbell, but I think I moved to the, I mean, I was out of the military then. Then I started babysitting. I was working in the prison, and I babysitted kids. I had a little babysitting job, I mean, business going on, and I had four kids. Every day, when I got off at 7 o'clock in the morning, by 8, between 8:30 and 9, I had a house full of kids. Okay, that was every day. Then, after I stopped babysitting, people were still calling me, okay, but I had stopped doing it. Then I had a friend of mine, his family owned a flea market, and they gave me a whole bunch of stuff to sell. Even though I knew I wasn't supposed to be doing it, I was selling stuff out the back of my van, because I had a van then. I was selling items out the back of my van at work in the parking lot, okay? So the selling thing has always been in my blood. It's just that I always try to take it up a notch. After I started doing that, what else did I do? I've done so much crap. So I've done so many different ventures that I just love challenging myself. Then I started with the pillows. When I moved here, one night I was sitting up on my computer, and I was going through something. I was looking on the screen, and I was like, pillows, how can I start pillows? And I love to sew, so I love sewing. So I start making pillows, and I gave them the name Towel Nappy Pillows. So I did something real simple. I took pictures of them because I love cameras. I took pictures of them, and I put together a notebook like a portfolio, and I took them to work, and I start showing them the pictures. Excuse me. I start showing them the pictures. Everybody start ordering pillows from me. I mean, it's just like something that happened. Oh, before the pillows, you guys know about SMC, right? Well, I had start selling SMC stuff. And holidays, I made a killing. Birthdays, stuff like that, I made a killing. And I was selling this stuff all the time. Just little, and I call them little challenges. I love the challenge to see what I could do next. While I was selling that kind of stuff, I also started making personalized greeting cards on my computer. So that's why I love a computer. So when I started making the greeting cards, I put together a portfolio, nice and neat. They tell me what they want, how many they want, take it back to work, have them all nice and neat and ready for them. And even when I stopped making them, people still want it. Why you haven't made them in a long time? I wanted to order some for Christmas, you know, but I had stopped them. My problem is I'm stopping star projects that kill me because I just like, okay, I can do that. I know I can do that. So let me go to the next thing. So I found myself constantly challenging myself to the next level, to the next level, to the next level. So the last thing I did was the pillows. I started making blankets. Just something clicked in my mind. I made one sleeping bag and sold it to a friend of mine. She kept, I don't know what made me start making a blanket. So anyway, I start making blankets. So now I have two pillows and a big blanket. Oh, a friend of mine who is from New Orleans, and her mother, she moved here from after Katrina, and she worked at the VA with me. And her mother loved the Saints, and she wanted me to make some Saints pillows, so I just started making Saints pillows. So once I made Saints pillows, then I started fooling around, and she asked me, could I make a blanket? I said, well, I don't know if I can make a blanket. Let me figure it out. So I figured it out, and I made blankets. So I've made pillows and blanket sets now. And these are just things that I challenged myself. So then I've always wanted my own website, selling items, because I love wigs. You guys know I love my wigs. I tell you about wigs all the time. And jewelry. So I start shopping around for good wholesale companies that I can buy stuff from and resell it. And you know, guys, I found some great, great items that I can actually resell. And I don't have to buy a whole bunch of stuff. And I mainly mess with wholesaler companies that they don't make you buy a bulk of stuff. Because if I can't sell it, I got it sitting at the house, and I don't want that. So some of them have different types of limits on them. So I go for the smaller limit just to see how many items I can get and what I can do with it. And I've done very well with it. I'm not saying it paid my house note and all that, but it's not, to me, I guess I have to learn about the money part. It's not the money to me. Mainly it's the challenge that see if I can do it, you know, and I've always been able to do it. Now, I started writing again. I have stopped writing. Another way, another avenue to make money is to write. So what I did was I started writing again. I had stopped writing years ago, so I went back and I pulled out some stuff and I started writing again. I am so amazed at my writing. I am not no great historical, writer. I don't have all the big accolades of writers. I just write. And if people like it, they'll read it, they'll buy it. If they don't, I'm not upset about it. It's nothing for me to get upset about. I move on and do something different. I finished Secret Journal. I'm finishing up White Dove. Well, I'm trying to do those and get them out and moved so that I can concentrate on something else, a project me and my sister's taking up. Another project that me and my sister's working on. So this is what I like to do. And if it makes me money, it does. And it's not, I guess, with me, and I don't want this whole conversation to be about me, but I just want to tell you guys, when you talk to me or when you hear my voice on the radio, what type of person you're dealing with. I consider myself, I'm not a one-dimensional person. I consider myself many-dimensional because I don't put myself in one little box. I like to try several different things. And I've always been that way. I'm open to new ideas. I'm open to things that other people would think would be crazy. Most of the time, those are the things that attract me. When the person who's never stepped out of outside their box make a complaint or talk about people who have stepped out the box, it makes me teed off. Because you know what? Your problem is you're there because that's where you want to be. I want to be over here, and I want to be better than what I am. So I can't deal with you, and I'll dispose of you as a friend if you're that type of person. I don't deal with boring people in my life. I just don't because I don't have time for them. I like excitement. I like a lot of stuff going on. I can't stick to this one little box, you know, and all these little tiny people are in this one little area. Okay, that's fine. I need to move on and see what else everybody else is doing. You know, I want to see what makes this person over here's business work, what ethics they use, how they're doing it, what their guidelines. That's what I like to do. I like to find out about everybody. And that's, I mean, to me, it's amazing. And that's why, you know, when people get upset about the networking and talking to other people, well, man, that's your opinion of how you feel about talking to other people. You don't have to talk to those people. I love talking on Facebook. I love the people that I've met on Facebook. I've met some very nice, interesting people. I like working with people on, what's my other network, Black Business on Web, Women on Online. I love Black Planet. I'm not on there trying to date nobody. I'm networking because I find some very fascinating people out there. And especially when you own your own business, that to me is a good thing. You know, I like to see us thriving, you know, and making things happen. I love that. I eat that up. Those are the type of people I want in my life. Those are the type of people I want on my show. I don't need all these this other. I don't waste my time, and I promise you I won't waste yours. And that's just how I feel. That's how I am, you know. And I hope one day I can be on somebody else's show. No one has ever asked me yet because people really don't know me that well. But I don't mind. Eventually, one day, somebody will interview me on their show and find out more about me. And if they don't, I'm fine with that. I know I love what I do with Blog Talk Radio. I know I love what I do on my website, trendyshop.com. I love what I do when I'm on Facebook because I'm always trying to uplift and motivate other people to do it. I love joining groups that people are actually doing something. My nonprofit, Hugs Around the Heart. I have another friend, and I've interviewed her on here. She's a realtor, and she wants to do a nonprofit, and she asked me to work with her on a nonprofit. So obviously, whatever the talent I have is actually working. I'm always getting people calling me and asking me, and you know, can I do this? Can I? To me, that makes me feel good that somebody's listening to what I say. And majority of the time, the things that I say is because I've learned it from people like you, people out there who listen, who learn stuff. I love, like I said, I love going to these different websites because I learn so much. I love people talking to me. I can have a good, long conversation with a perfect stranger. There's not a lot of people who like to talk to other people. I love talking to people. And for some reason, people love talking to me. And I'm not bragging on myself or patting myself on the back. I'm just saying how things really are. And that's just how it is. People love talking to me. And I like that because I'm learning their situation. I'm learning this person because you look at people every day. You know, sometimes we get so busy in our life and, you know, we don't stop and smell the roses. We don't look how green the grass is. We don't look up at the sky to see if when it stops raining or stops snowing how beautiful it looks. It looks beautiful when it's snowing. You know, we don't stop and do that because we're so busy in our little world and we're doing our little friends and we're hanging out with our little friends and we're hanging out with our family and we don't want to go outside that little area. But me, I don't mind doing that. I don't mind talking to other people. I don't mind hanging out with other people. You know, I can go to dinner with a stranger, not because we're going to dinner to know each other in a sexual manner or become a relationship, but just somebody. Is anybody sitting there? Hey, then you start talking to them. I mean, everywhere I go, I can start a conversation with somebody. It doesn't bother me, but I love it because I know everybody has a different way of doing things. Everybody has a different way of viewing stuff. Their opinions are very important. And that's just something I love to do. So I take all that, and I use it. I use it in my everyday life because I'm learning that life is life, and it's all what you make it. If you want to be a doom and gloomer, then you be a doom and gloomer. When you die and go wherever you're going, doom and gloom. I don't want to be a doom and gloomer. I want to be able to enjoy the time that we have on this earth. And may I say this, today we had some bad news, and I'm sorry I'm interrupting what I'm saying. I'm getting a little bit off my pedestal. But it brought something to my mind and why I say what I'm saying The ideal that today we got the news that my mom's baby brother, Uncle Paul Hall is his name, passed away today, okay? Now, with that news, I couldn't get sad because you know why? Simply because I know he went to a better place. And I'm saying this to say this. I'm saying that to say this. Life is just life. You either live in it or you're just existing. I don't want to just exist. I want to live. I want to enjoy. My day and your day is not promised. Okay? So we need to live our days to the fullest. We need to take our anger and use it for the good. Because we cannot get blessed. And please don't think I'm going to church on you guys. I'm just stating a fact. You can't be blessed if you're always upset and mad and being mean to people and being spiteful. And you can't go through life like that. It's people who do it every day, but they're miserable. You can't be happy always making other people miserable. You can't be. There's something wrong with you when you spend so much time making other people miserable. Okay? So I'm saying this, that enjoy your life. Live your life. Don't get mad because people don't do things your way. Don't get mad. You're not cooking, you're not cleaning, you're not feeding them, you're not keeping a roof over their head. Don't be angry with them. Enjoy you. Enjoy your life. Your life is yours. And you know what? And I find myself, I love talking to people, and I say that. I love communicating. I love doing things with other people. But you know what? I love being by myself most of all. Because when I'm by myself, I'm creative. I don't need a lot of people in my life. And I've said that before, and I mean it. I like being by myself, you know. And it's nothing wrong with family and friends, but I'm fine by myself. My juices flow in my mind. I can get a lot of stuff done. And when it comes to my friendship, when it comes to business and my friendships, they're very few because I surround myself with people that I can learn from. And when you find yourself surrounding yourself with people who you can learn from, guaranteed you, there are not going to be a lot of people because the reason why I say that is because everybody don't have nothing to offer you. A lot of people don't have anything but bad news to offer you. So a process of elimination when it comes to friends, and I have altogether three, maybe four real good friends, okay? Four real good friends. And I say that simply because I really, truly do only have four real good friends. No, I'm sorry, five. And two of those friends are like-minded, just like me. We think, we bounce ideas off of each other's head when it comes to different types of businesses and services and activities. We do it on a constant basis. We'll call each other, what you doing? Well, guess what I just thought about? Those are the people that I let in my circle. Everybody else are acquaintances. I don't consider them my close friends. And we don't hang out because guess what? Only one of them lives here. Everybody else lives out of state. So we don't hang out all the time. We just, whenever we can get together, we get together. And, you know, I've been to Round Rock, Texas. I've been to North Carolina, South Carolina to hang. Those are the people that I deal with. When I went to their houses, we talked about a lot of business things. We did a lot, okay? So those are the type of people I like in my life because we're like-minded. You don't have to have 30 people that like-minded think the same way you do. You can have two because, you know what, when you fine-tune everything, something's got to come out of it, you know? So we bounce ideas off each other all the time. I'm fine with that. I've never been a person to want to be with a whole big gang of girls and hanging out. That's not me. And I mean, that's for some people, because some people like the attention and like all that, but I don't, especially when it comes to business. When I'm about business, I'm about business. You're either going to hear what I got to say or you're not. You know, and if you don't, that's fine, because like I said, everybody's got their own opinion, what they want and how they want it, and it's not my place because they don't believe in me, you know? So I just say this. Excuse me. Whatever you want to do, do it. Don't sit at home being upset. You know, don't do all that. Okay? Enjoy life. Get out there. Do whatever it is that you like to do. Don't hesitate. Yeah, some people, you know, say, well, I've been unemployed for a long time, and I don't know what I can do. I say to a lot of women, and it's one woman, and I can't remember what it was that she did, and it was a long time ago. She said her and her husband were unemployed, if I'm not mistaken, and they were almost about to lose their house. She loved to bake cookies. It was an African-American woman, if I'm not mistaken, this story. She loved to bake cookies, so she started baking cookies. And I think she said they would get in the car and drive around and sell these cookies. And it took off from there, where she actually had her own cookie business. So it's not hard to do all these things, you guys. It's not hard at all to do all these things, okay? And she stuck with it. Me, like I said, I could start baking cookies and you know, probably make a killing off of them. But, you know, I move on to something else. I have issues going. I got a little bit of ADHD, and it's not, I'm not laughing at the idea of the disease. I'm laughing, or the disorder. I'm laughing at the idea that I attempt to stick to stuff, and sometimes I have a problem with it. For example, talking about that, I start making dog treats. So what I did was, to show you how I'm always thinking of something, I took them to work and I gave them to my friends to give to their dogs. Let me rephrase that. My coworkers who had dogs. So I gave it to them and I asked them to tell me, let me know if your dog ate it. Every one of them said their dog loved it. So when are you going to make some more? So, you see what I'm saying? I never finished the project. I could have been making them, but I never finished it. So that's why I said, when you have all these great ideas, put them on paper. And it didn't even cost me that much to make them. They really didn't. It was a recipe. I made them hard. I put them in little dog trays. I even ordered the little takeout cup with the paws on them. And I gave each of them with a little black ribbon on the top, and I gave it to them. So it's really hard when you're a very creative person. And if you're going to have anybody in your group, if you're going to have anybody that you want to hang around with, if you have a business sense, get you somebody who's very creative. Get you somebody who can think outside the box. Because if you don't have a person who can think outside the box, it's going to be real hard for you to get your point across or your business vision where you want it, okay? Because you have to have a visionary person who can take it from the beginning to the end, okay? And you got to have somebody who wants to work hard with you, side by side. That's why it's not always easy for me, so that's why I always do it myself. I stay up for hours at night looking at stuff on the internet, seeing what I can learn. You know, I'll send people emails, you know, telling them, you know, I like your idea. How did you do this? How did you do that? And when they reply to me, or I go to their website and kind of read about what they're doing, I don't mind. I'll ask them a question or two. I've met a lot of people like that. And I wish I could get all the people that I've ever met and actually meet them face to face. Maybe one day I'll be able to set up something like that where I can meet everybody face to face, have them come down, and we introduce ourselves and have a big network. I think that would be awesome, especially the people who write. The people that I had opportunity to interview on my show, I would love to get all of them together, all the people I ever interviewed. Pick a date that they can be available. Set up a date they can come down and we can all meet each other and network. I guess I would feel like, you know, I've accomplished something with that if I'm able to do that. You know, that's just something to look forward to in the future. Okay, enough about that. Let's see. What can we talk? I just feel so out of place because I don't have my interviewer. But you're always supposed to have a backup plan, you guys. Always have a backup plan. When one thing don't work out, go back to the drawing board and find something else, okay? Now, I was talking about the book I wrote, and I try to mention it all the time. I don't know why. Secret Journal. I wish you could see it. If you see the cover, you'd be surprised. And maybe I need to pull it up and let you guys see the cover. The cover of my book is actually me. And and people, when, like, people who have the book, who actually bought the book from me, when they show the book to other people, they are so fascinated. And a lot of people who know me do not believe it's me on the front cover. They're like, no, that's not her. Yes, it is. It's me. Okay? Because it's a very pretty, provocative, a very, I don't call it sexual. I think it's just romantic because it has a lot to do with the relationship between a man and a woman. So to me, it's a romantic cover that I thought would be a great. I asked my husband, I said, do you think this would be a great cover? He said, yes, it would. So, and that's what really got my book to selling is because of my cover, you know. And the outside really, really does a kick with these books. It really does. Because I can't write my story. I don't know what to say about my story. I really don't. I just take other people's opinions. And I think I did a good job on it. It's my first nonfiction book, I guess you would say, story-wise. Okay. The other book I wrote was Inspiration. So like I said, I like doing stuff like that. That's what I like doing. Everybody might not like the same thing. You know? You know me. You know I love my music. And you know I want to play you some music right about now. Let's see what we got on here. Man, technology is so crazy. Technology is crazy, and I love it. I really do. I'm what makes them tick. What do they like to do? Okay. And I keep saying this all the time. Time is getting short, and we do need to live our life the way that pleases not only us, and I'm not getting religious, but it's good for us to please God when we do certain things in our life. And you can't do things without Him. And that's just point blank. And when I want you guys to understand this, too, about me when it comes to religion or spirituality, I want to say it like that. When I did those segments on the televangelist, I did those segments to show you guys to be careful who you're following when it comes to the word. That's all I did those for. That wasn't to discourage you from going to church or discourage you from believing in God. I did those to let you guys know you have to be careful who you're following behind. And I think with the questions and the comments I got, people actually liked those segments. And they will be coming up again. I will be bringing them back again, but I'm going to be talking about a couple more than those that we talked about then. And it's all about me making sure that what I'm telling you guys or saying to you guys, that you guys actually, you can find out for yourself. A lot of the segments and stuff that we talked about actually came from the YouTube channel, you know. All you got to do is pull that person's name up and go through YouTube. And that's why I said networking and the social, they really help out. It's not for me to believe everything they say, but if they have good points, I'm going to use them. I am. I'm going to really use them and, you know, that's what it is about. It's about media and networking with people and finding out things and getting the information out there, you know. When I was talking about the fibromyalgia, you know, that's a lot of stuff. There's over 300 books written about fibromyalgia. But what I'm trying to do is take it to another level. I'm actually going to try to put together a book of women who actually suffer from fibromyalgia and a real life time thing that's going on with them on an everyday basis. We're trying to get together to lab on a book and write a book about it. And then we want to walk, you know, go around and tell them different groups of people about it. We set up the groups and then we'll sit down and we'll discuss it and tell them about our story and sell our book. That's what we want to do, you know. I told them it was a great idea, and every time I talk about it, they get excited. I get excited. So that's just what I like doing. I like seeing people smile. I like bringing people to the forefront and saying, you know, don't ever let nobody tell you you can't do it. You can do whatever you want. Just because everybody's not going to be pleased with it doesn't mean that you shouldn't be pleased with it. You understand what I'm saying? So let's see. What else we can talk about? We didn't talk about the news because I really, really haven't been really into the news too much because it's just like I'm tired of hearing a lot of stuff that's being said, so you won't hear me kind of repeat some of the news. I just can't do it. There was an interesting story, and it goes back to the education. I think I talked about education a week before last or last week. I can't remember. I can't keep up with all the stuff that I talked about. There was a mother who went to jail because she lied about where her kids, it was an African-American woman, the address where the kids were going to school at. She wanted her kids to go to a better school, so she lied on her application address where the kids were living, and they finally caught up with her, and they put her in jail for it. It's an African-American woman, and I just thought that was kind of crazy. I understand their logic, but I thought that was kind of crazy because she wanted her kids to get a better education. She sent them, and they were saying because she paid taxes in that district, that's where her kids should go. And And I don't know if she was trying to make the district itself about the education system there bad or feel bad or what. But, and this had gone on for about a year. So kids got some good education in the process. So, you know, even though now they caught her, but at least her kids learned a lot of good stuff in the process. So I'm not mad at her. I think it was a brave thing for her to do. Even though she lied, I think it was a brave thing for her to do that. Okay? Let's see. Next week, like I said, I'm going to bring back Marquetta Breslin next week. Hopefully everything's all right and I can bring her back next week. I apologize that she was not here. Like I said, she had a family emergency that had to be taken care of. But we will be bringing her back next week with God's help and everything works out. She'll be back next week. And I hope the information she gives out is great and I hope you guys get encouraged to actually, you know, get involved and probably try her business. I think she has a great idea for a business, a great idea. So we'll be bringing her back next week. I told you about Mr. Bird. Once he gets his information, he said he has a project he's working on now. Once he get it up and running, he would love for me to interview him. And Mr. Tate comes back from last year. I was supposed to get him on last year. So you guys look forward to some very interesting things going on Chocolate Lady 64 Walk Talk Radio. You guys know how to get in contact with me, Sensible64@Yahoo. You can also get in contact with me on Blog Talk Radio. Leave me a message. I am working on my website, SamanthaPlace.net has been closed down for a long time simply because trying to get my ideals on that page is killing me. So I've closed it down until I can get all that, what I want on there, corrected in the way I want it. You can also shop if you want to. Valentine's Day is coming up. We have CindyShop.com. I'm in the process. I closed it. I'm opening it back up as soon as I finish uploading all the items that I have in my inventory because I'm trying to get rid of everything. You're going to love the prices on the stuff. Get it out. I want to get it out of my store so I can move on and get some new things. So I'm going to be uploading that. So I will be getting back to you guys on that next week. I'm down to 1 minute. I want to say thank you guys for listening to ChocolateLady64 at blogtalk.com, blogtalkradio.com. Please return next week and listen to my interview with Marquetta Breslin. Hopefully everything works out and she'll be back, okay? Just look forward to some real interesting conversations going on for next week or the rest of the month, for the month of February. I want to say good night and have a great weekend. This is Chocolate Lady 64, Blog Talk Radio, and I'm sounding off. Bye-bye.